Welcome to Visconti Talks. I'm Caroline Mundone, executive coach and Visconti partner. My expertise lies in industrial flows, which is how I came to meet our guest today, Baptiste Gendron. Baptiste is the founder and CEO of Yellow, a startup that develops software for managing skill flows and employee versatility. Yellow supports companies of all sizes across Europe and North America, including major corporations like DAR, Airbus, and L'Oreal. Today's topic is skill flow as a crucial factor in sustainable business growth. Before I ask Baptiste to introduce himself, let me explain what we mean by skill flow. In any company, there are four essential types of flow. First, there's information flow, which includes forecasts, customer orders, manufacturing orders, and quality alerts. Second, there's financial flow, particularly working capital requirements, the cash flow whose absence is the primary cause of failure for SMEs and startups. Third, there's physical flow, the movement of raw materials, subassemblies, finished products, and associated services. Finally, there's skill flow, understanding who has which skills, how to transfer them, and when to do so. A leader acts as the conductor of these flows, orchestrating them to avoid disruptions that could impact customers while maintaining process profitability. When these flows are well coordinated, the company's supply chain creates value and becomes a dynamic force in implementing the leader strategy. So, Baptiste, tell us about yourself.
Hello, Caroline. Hello, everyone. I'm an engineer by background and a serial entrepreneur with 15 years of experience in industry, particularly in industrial software. Among other projects, I designed and developed the testing solution for Airbus's A350 aircraft and created 4D visualization systems for space command centers. At Yellow, our mission is to help companies become more efficient and resilient by aligning their expertise and human resources with their growth strategy. We do this by processing real-time data from the field to ensure alignment between production needs and available skills. In simple terms, we make sure the right people with the right training are in the right place at the right time. Yellow has two main business lines. First, we're a software publisher developing user-friendly visual and mobile digital tools that help people in their daily work. We've created two main solutions, Alex, which handles skills management, versatility, and training, and Tim, which manages operational planning. Second, we support manufacturers through change management, helping them implement strategies for developing people, transferring knowledge, and building skills. We use field data to enhance agility and resilience through versatility and forecast future skill needs. The inspiration for Yellow came from working with Daher, which gave me access to hundreds of factories worldwide. This experience served as a laboratory, allowing me to observe factories across various industrial sectors. What stood out was that while we've invested heavily in machinery, we've invested very little in people. Yet it's the people who ensure that all flows in the company run smoothly. Ultimately, it's the women and men who operate the machines and run the factory. This observation identified three universal problems that affect companies regardless of their size or sector. First, there's a consistent mismatch between versatility matrices and reality during certification audits. This applies across all industries, automotive, aerospace, pharmaceutical, all of which follow ISO 9001, particularly Section 7.2 on monitoring employee skills and training. The root cause is data volume. Imagine tracking 100 employees, each with 100 different skills, certifications, and competencies. That's 100000 data points to monitor daily. Add in skill expiration dates, rotating teams, and evolving processes, and Excel spreadsheets quickly become outdated. Yet auditors are increasingly focused on skills management as it's key to company agility and resilience. Second, high turnover and mass retirements lead to knowledge loss. When employees leave without transferring their expertise, it's extremely costly, especially because teams often don't plan for knowledge transfer until it's too late.
Yes, ideally this should happen 3 years before retirement, not days before the farewell party.
Exactly. And the third problem is training new hires effectively, ensuring they can work safely, maintain quality standards, and meet productivity targets. These problems significantly impact company flows. Take outdated versatility matrices. They break the information flow because we make operational decisions based on these matrices when assigning people to tasks. The consequences range from poor audit results to serious accidents when unqualified people are assigned to workstations. In severe cases, this can even lead to legal liability for leadership. When it comes to departures without knowledge transfer, both skill flow and information flow are disrupted. Without proper backup, production lines can't operate, and if knowledge isn't transferred, relearning can take up to 2 years. Inadequately trained employees create quality and productivity issues that lead to bottlenecks. If one department produces more than the next can handle, we accumulate inventory, which ties up financial resources and increases working capital requirements. These problems are compounded by increasing supply chain complexity, recent disruptions from pandemics and conflicts, and widespread talent shortages across all factory roles.
How do you address this increasing supply chain complexity?
The key is building agility to stabilize these flow variations. We focus on developing team agility to ensure company performance and resilience with versatility as the cornerstone. Versatility promotes collective intelligence and problem solving. When people work in different positions, they better understand the entire flow of operations and can protect it more effectively. For example, when a buyer who typically focuses only on price negotiations gains experience in production, they understand the true cost of purchasing lower quality materials.
How do you propose to solve these universal problems of departmental isolation?
We solve them through people on the ground. At Yellow, we work directly with frontline employees. Using a methodology to design digital tools that support their work, we've developed collaborative, visual, and mobile tools for field use. To address outdated versatility matrices, we digitalize and create visual management systems that transform these matrices from control tools into steering tools. We digitalize employee skills and training records to ensure traceability and centralized data management. We provide internal trainers and HR with applications to conduct training and collect evidence, everything from attendance sheets with electronic signatures to assessment tests and photo documentation of produced parts with serial numbers. Our interactive versatility matrices include visual alerts, such as highlighting expired skills in red, allowing team leaders to immediately initiate corrective actions like training requests. This means companies can be audit ready at any time, eliminating the traditional 2 weeks of preparation stress before audits. For knowledge transfer, we provide tools to map and transmit expertise. We focus and recognize the role of internal trainers, provide with simple visual mobile apps to collect through training plans. For training and versatility development, we use visual management again. New employees are assigned to specific workstations through the matrix, which automatically generates personalized training plans, incorporating safety standards, quality requirements, and hands-on training. We provide mobile search capabilities. For example, you can ask Alex who's qualified for truck unload. It will identify available certified personnel. In some cases, like on Airbus assembly lines, this verification system connects to the ERP to validate manufacturing orders in real time. We also offer simulation and forecasting capabilities to compare upcoming training needs with production plans, preventing bottlenecks from untrained personnel and ensuring compliance. This enables strategic skill development planning for the next 3 years, providing real-time field data for strategic workforce planning.
I imagine all leaders and HR directors have dreamed of having this kind of direct, real-time access to field activity data. What's your secret to making it work?
The secret lies in our internal trainers, who are much more than just tutors. They're qualified instructors who are valued similarly to managers. When you recognize and value this role, people lose their fear of sharing knowledge. This breaks down silos and eliminates the tendency of experts to hoard knowledge out of fear of becoming dispensable. These internal trainers drive continuous improvement through their training activities and help introduce innovations. The partnership between managers and internal trainers keeps daily flows moving smoothly throughout the company.
Do you use artificial intelligence, and if so, how?
Let me demystify AI first. Machine learning has been around for 40 years. What's different today is that we have vast amounts of data and powerful computers that can extract meaningful insights quickly. We use AI to suggest training plans based on real-time productivity metrics and quality defect rates, comparing individual performance against team benchmarks. We can propose team versatility goals based on historical and projected workloads, taking into account scheduled and anticipated leaves. AI also helps with intelligent scheduling while ensuring skills are maintained through regular practice. Essentially, AI analyzes historical data to suggest future options.
Thank you, Baptiste. This crucial topic of skill flows deserves even more discussion, but let's conclude with three key recommendations for our listeners. In today's uncertain world of complex supply chains and increasing employee turnover, internal trainers are central to company value creation. They drive both continuous improvement and innovation. Leaders and HR directors should monitor and anticipate employee versatility in real time. Mobile digital tools supported by AI make this possible. When properly recognized and encouraged, versatility becomes a driver of performance, agility, and resilience. Use visual tools for tracking training and versatility that are accessible to everyone, creating transparency around the company's collective intelligence. This is Yellow's formula for success: simple, transparent, and structured. Your innovation enables skill flows to create the foundation for sustainable business growth. Congratulations and thank you, Baptiste.